Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, November 8th, Election Day. We had some follow-through buying throughout the balance of the day after firmer markets overnight, led again by the soybeans. We've got January finishing up 12 and 3/4 cents at 10.11 and a quarter. Funds were buyers of about 12,000 contracts of beans. Beans led by higher palm oil prices overnight, making recent new highs. The USDA announced a sale of 116,000 tons of soy meal to the Dominican Republic, so that was supportive as well. Taking a look at the wheat, we've got December finishing up 5.25 cents at 4.15 1/4. Kansas City, December up 7.5 cents at 4.17 1/2. Funds came in, bought about 13,000 contracts of wheat. Egypt tendered last night for wheat and bought about 240,000 tons, primarily from Russia. And the western third of the hard red belt still remains dry, and there is limited rain in the forecast. We will see if that stimulates the short positions in wheat to begin some accelerated short covering. In the corn, December finished up 8 cents at 3.54 1/4. We traded within about 3 cents of the October 20th high at 59 1/4. Been range bound for the last few weeks between 3.44 and 3.59. We'll have to see if tomorrow's report has the market break out one way or another. Funds came in today and bought about 22,000 contracts of corn, possibly lightening up their short position heading into tonight's election results and tomorrow's crop report. So speaking of the crop report, the average estimates for tomorrow for the corn is production of 15.041 billion bushels. That's versus the October number of 15.057, down slightly, and that's due to a decline in the yield estimate from 173.4 bushels per acre down to 173.2. That would leave a U.S. carryout estimate of 2.3 billion bushels. That's versus October's estimate of 2.320 billion bushels. And in world carryout, corn estimate looking at 216.9 million metric tons versus the October world estimate of 216.8 billion metric tons. So again, down slightly across the board on the corn numbers. In the soybeans, average estimate for yield is 52 bushels per acre. That's up slightly from October's estimate of 51.4 bushels per acre. And that would raise the production from 4.269 billion bushels up to 4.314. And the world carryout and the beans estimate is for 77 million metric tons versus the October estimate of 77.4. And in U.S. carryout in the beans, we're going to jump up, according to the estimates, to 420 million bushels. That's versus October's estimate of 395. So in the beans, slightly higher across the board except for the world carryout. In the wheat, expectations for the U.S. ending stocks are 1.141 billion bushels. That's versus the USDA's October estimate of 1.138. And world wheat carryout, down slightly, 247.9 million metric tons versus the October estimate of 248.4. So we will have to see how those numbers pan out tomorrow at 11 a.m. And possibly more importantly, we will have to see how the numbers pan out tonight from this election. This could have been, as some sources were saying, a bit of a Hillary rally here with the grains firmer across the board. Thoughts there that if Donald Trump were to get into office, that the rhetoric about trade wars with China and Mexico would definitely have a negative effect on the grains. But as we saw with the Brexit vote, nobody really can be sure about what may happen this afternoon and this evening. So that's all I have for this afternoon. Don't forget to go out and exercise your civic duty and vote. And we will see you all tomorrow morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.